and we say the knowledge which is in you is visible even outside. This is how knowledge works. Here, he will receive a knowledge. He knows that someone like this will come and the happiness and joy comes and everything changes. Yes?
When the marks of intoxication appeared in him, a disciple questioned him concerning that breath. Then he asked him, "These sweet ecstasies, which are beyond the pale of the five and the six, thy face is becoming now red and now yellow and now white. What is the hap and the glad tidings? You are inhaling scent, and no flowers are visible. Doubtless it is from the unseen and from the garden of the universal."
What a simple question. The guy arrived and Rumi explained to you that, okay, he came in and saw this guy being looking like being drunk. And he said, "Excuse me, what's this happening to you, which is out of five and six?" Means what, out of five and six? You have five senses, and there is six dimensions, the existence, physical existence. Three dimensions will be six when you put it both sides, okay? So we will say, something is happening to you which is not understandable, really. What is it? Then we will say, because you look different, your color is changing, and everything looks, you're smelling a flower, but there is no flower here around. What's up? Yeah.
"O you who are the desire of everyone who follows his own desire, you to whom there is at every moment a message and letter from the unseen, you to whose organ of smell there is coming at every moment, as to Jacob, balm from a Joseph, spill upon us one drop from that pitcher. Give us one word that smells of that garden."
Now you see that guy, which is a very good, clever one. First, he understood that this is a bizarre stuff. Now he's begging for something. He started to say, "Okay, you are the fellow who receives the messages from apparently nowhere, and you're like Jacob and Joseph and that kind of stuff. So please give us a little bit of that heart you have, of that passion you got." Yes.
"We are not accustomed, O beauty of majesty, that you should drink alone while our lips are dry. O nimble, nimbly rising traverser of heaven, spill upon us one draught of that which you have drunk. There is no other master of the revels in the world except thee. O king, look on the boon companions. How is it possible to quaff this wine underhand? Certainly wine is the exposer of man. He may disguise and conceal the scent. How will he hide his intoxicated eye?"
Who is talking to who? This is Rumi talking. Saying what? Saying the ritual of asking for it. This is something that we talked about several times. That yes, the door should be opened by beloved. You don't knock it like that. You just do that and wait, because we know there is one thing that you cannot hunt. What is it? Love. You should be lucky to be hunted by it. How? This is the most important stuff. You should be qualified to have a better chance to be attracted. If you change yourself, this attraction will work on you. How? This is it. Look at the guy. He's not talking about me. To you notice that? He was standing in the middle of the desert and there was no one around. Then one guy came, right? That guy was very observant and observed that, oh, your color is changing and you're like dress and you're doing all this. Then he wants to ask something. How? He said, us, we, your followers, you are that exceptional guy, then what about we? We are not used to something that you will have a lot to drink and we all are, we all, asking for all of us that, wait a minute, it wanted to say this, that, excuse me, it is given to you to give it to we. Do you remember? We talked about it, that strange potentiality in Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Was it for Mozart? Poor guy, he didn't even have a long life. He lived miserably and he died at 30-something. The music is for all of us. We are enjoying that exceptional stuff. This is how we grow. Something new comes, we jump out from someone, then it becomes like this. This is the explanation of that. He would say, wait a minute. It's impossible that you drink it and we don't have anything. And you're not smelling something that we should go and smell ourselves. You should show it to us. So please, give it. Yeah.
In truth, this is not a scent that thousands of veils will keep hidden in the world. The desert and plain are filled with its pungency. What plain? For it has passed even beyond the nine spheres. Do not dab the head of the jar with mortar, for indeed this naked one does not admit of covering. Show kindness. O you who know and can tell the mystery, declare that which your falcon has made its prey.
And suddenly, he says, you, lovely fellow, please be kind. You are the fellow who knows the secret and who could give us the secret, all of that. Give us whatever that falcon gave to you. Do you remember the falcon we talked about and said, that's the only thinking system which is for the king, it's not for self and all that. Here, we'll say, please, the stuff that that falcon hunted for you, please give it to us. Yes.
He said, a marvelous scent is come to me, even as for the prophet's sake from Yemen. For Muhammad said, the scent of God is coming to me from Yemen on the hand of the zephyr. The scent of Rayman is coming from the soul of Uwais. The scent of God, too, is coming from Uwais. From Uwais and from Karan, a wondrous scent made the prophet drunken and full of rapture. Since Uwais had passed away from him, that earthly one had become heavenly. The marobula conserved in sugar, its bitter taste is not anymore. The marobula that is freed from egoism hath the appearance of marobula, not the flavor. This topic hath no end. Return that what that holy man said by
yes, this topic doesn't end. I mean, don't think that I said it all. No, these are just the beginning. It will come later. Here, okay, it was a little time and I explained to you something in advance. The guy who wants to give the secret, he said, let me talk about that secret before it comes. That secret is not very secret. And it happens, not only once. We talk about Muhammad knowing that someone in Yemen is there. You're talking about this smelling, which is something we cannot really understand it. This is like making some cake. You're making the cake, you put a lot of different stuff in it. At the end of the day, the cake doesn't smell or taste like all of those junks you put in it. It will be cooked and it will be a different stuff. We are talking about the stuff which has nothing to do with the little things that they are making it. You're talking about you. You in general are someone. Yes, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing that. In each of them, you're thinking and blah, blah, blah. Some of them could be wrong, some of them could be right. But the main thing is something else, is a super connection possible between perfect people. Period. It doesn't matter where they are or when they are, because we bring this story of Kharabani because of that, because they don't live together even. But does it matter? Rumi is dead. He's not living with us. Does it matter? In this subject we are talking about, it doesn't matter. So, remember this? Let's go back to the magic. Yes. Yeah.
Return that what that holy man said by inspiration from the world unseen. The words of the prophet, may God bless and save him. Verily, I feel the breath of the merciful from the direction of Yemen. He said, the scent of a friend is coming from this quarter, for a monarch is coming into this village. After such and such a number of years, a king will be born. He will pitch a tent above the heavens. His face will be colored with roses from the rosary of God. He will surpass me in station. What is his name? He replied, his name is Bu Hassan, and described his features, his eyebrows and chin. He described his height and his complexion and his figure, and spoke in detail of his locks of hair and his face.
Okay, we know the story. This is as simple as it is. And he said, okay, I see the future. Means what? Means that we are talking about the changes in life and our principle and all that, and I'll let you know that, listen, all we are talking about is just now. 20 years from now, nothing is like this. Because 20 years from now, 20 years ago, there was no cell phone. Do you understand that? In 20 years, all these cyberspace had opened an international connection, and I'm sorry, you call it cell phone, right? Is that cell phone? Really? What you have? What is it? The machine you have? Is it a cell phone? It has almost nothing to do with the phone. It's a mini computer. Yet the name is there as cell phone. It's not telephone anymore. It's connection. It's a connection that nowadays in Kenya, Masais, the fellow that live with a stick and maybe, I don't know, a knife, that's all. Now, they talk with the boss. This is the new stuff. And this is just the beginning of it. All is in 20 years, right? So in 20 years, okay, I'll tell you what will happen. First of all, this nagging about privacy will be funny. When you were born,